Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Well, not back to Arnie and Don, because Arnie's taking this week off, but Don is here. As a matter of fact, I am Don, and I'm here also is Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and you're listening to the Wilner Window, hour number two, and we're going to continue with Marie Jean from Connecticut answering her question about someone who has had a couple of stents put in, obviously has some heart-related problems, and you want to know what kind of dietary changes or what kind of supplements?
The supplement, because you know, it's very difficult, and for some reason I do not understand, they cannot find supplement where in the small town that they live in. And when I asked him, he said, did your doctor, you know, told you to have a change in your diet? And he said no. So which is very strange.
All right. In France, it's, you know, it's easy to find supplements. In France, supplements and herbal supplements are treated, are found in all drugstores. I mean, you get almost as much space in a pharmacy in France for herbal and dietary supplements as you do for OTC drugs. So I'm a little bit surprised that he can't find supplements. You can always buy them from us and mail it to him. But anyway, the answer is pretty easy, and I would, you know, look, you want to reduce your intake of red meat, animal fats, dairy fats. You want to increase your intake of fish, fish oil rich products, vegetables, fruits, fiber, complex carbohydrates. Reduce your intake of simple carbohydrates.
Increase olive oil.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Mediterranean, the French diet, have him drink, you know, if he doesn't drink, well, I shouldn't. How do I put this carefully? You know, continue drinking a moderate amount of red wine, continue using a lot of olive oil, which is healthy for the heart.
This is what they call the Mediterranean diet, and there are books out describing it, and it's clear that kind of diet that Don's describing is actually better than the American Heart Association low-fat diets. There have been several trials where they match one against another, and the Mediterranean diet seems to be best.
Yeah, I guess if the one thing I forgot was to reduce the hydrogenated oils or trans fats. I don't know if he would be eating much of that in a small town in France. But, you know, if he's eating margarine and a lot of hydrogenated oils, a cut back on that as well. Okay.
If you go into Google and just put in a Mediterranean diet, you'll have things that you could just copy and email to him.
Okay. Okay, Marie Jean, thank you very much for that call. I hope we were of some help. Let's move on to our next caller, Celine in New Windsor, New York. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Celine?
Hi, Don. I have a question about natural supplements for someone that has had a hip, not a replacement, but he had broken a hip a long time ago, and now he's having arthritis pain there. Are there any supplements that he can take for the pain that would be helpful?
Well, for the pain, for the inflammation that might be causing the pain, to help strengthen the bone and the ligaments and the cartilage surrounding the joint and everything. You know, we're talking basic nutrition, things that would stimulate the rebuilding and the health of cartilage and collagen. So you could start. Well, one thing I would emphasize, of course, a good basic broad spectrum multivitamin. multivitamin, multimineral, meaning something that has all the vitamins, not just the B vitamins, but some beta carotene, vitamin A, some vitamin E, all in the right ratios, either with calcium and magnesium in that product, or he would need to take another calcium magnesium supplement with vitamin D to get the proper level of calcium magnesium, because again, this is important for the bone health. Mm-hmm. Then a good antioxidant supplement. We've been recommending the one that we recently came out with called the Antiox Phyto Complex, or Phyto Antiox Complex. I forgot which way we have it, but it's a liquid herbal a plant-based antioxidant that complements the vitamin type antioxidants, so that would help as well, because that'll contribute to the reduction of the inflammation. A good glucosamine or glucosamine chondroitin or glucosamine chondroitin. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, then that would be one of the things that I would have recommended.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a lot of discomfort and swelling and inflammation at this stage, a good EPA DHA rich fish oil supplement, maybe herbs like a devil's claw, a boswellia, even a cat's claw, a turmeric. We have a product called the Joint Formula. It's a capsule which contains a mixture of all of these things, and there's other companies that have similar products. So if he doesn't want to take too many things all at once, he could take something like that. Even a good collagen-rich powder. You know, we advertise the Dr. Vanessa. He calls it an anti-aging collagen blend, but really it's a good rich collagen powder complex. So that would be helpful as well. Did I miss anything, guys?
Well, no. The thing is, you can also what some nutritionists call stack your supplement regimen. Instead of just taking one type of product like the glucosamine and chondroitin, you can add additional products to see if you get a better result. Unless you're getting great results with just one item, Selidrin, although we don't talk about it much, I think is worth looking into.
Selidrin.
It's a special kind of fat that actually helps with pain, osteoarthritic pain.
It comes both in an oral form and in a topical form, and I've had very good results. I've used it topically. I had some problems with arthritis in my hands and fingers.
Right.
You can either do both, or
some of the studies showed that the combination of oral and topical gave the best results. So you could try Selidrin as a capsule. As a matter of fact, Natural Factors has sort of a bonus package where you can get the topical along with a bottle of the supplement. So you may want to also give that a try. Hyaluronic acid, I would say maybe 2 or 3 years ago I was not quick to recommend. I think right now I would. I think there's been enough evidence to show the hyaluronic acid may be of some help. And there is one more. Oh, yeah, the FlexNow product, although we've had the person who is behind the FlexNow product on the show a couple of times, he recommended it more for, like, perhaps knee problems and so forth. Wasn't sure if it would be helpful for hip, but you never know. I would say you can
FlexNow.
It's an extract of shea nut, I believe, or the shea pit. And we've seen some pretty good results with that, too. So you can stack maybe a couple of products together to see.
Yeah, I would, Sam, I would suggest either the Selidrin or the Flex Now. I'm not sure I would do both at the same time. You could try one or the other and see if that, how that works. If you're not happy with one, with the first choice, then the other one could be an alternative. So the Selidrin, Celadrin, I believe, and then the Flex Now is a Flex, FLEX, and Now, NOW, okay? So those are the two, they're both similar types of products, in my opinion, and we've seen good results with both of them, but I don't think you need to use them both together, okay?
Can I ask you one quick question?
Yeah, you had another question real quick?
Yeah. I have a friend who has chronic bronchitis all the time. And is there anything for her immune system that she could take that would help? beside like green tea extract and things like that?
Well, there's all kinds of things. First, you have to establish, you know, really what, you know, what supplements are you taking now, and what is their dietary, you know, our status or nutrient status is, and start with a good comprehensive multivitamin and mineral, and then go from there.
Yeah, I think that one of the most overlooked nutritional supplements is N-acetylcysteine, which is the precursor to glutathione, which is one of the main antioxidants in the lungs and in the sinuses. It seems to have the ability to help increase your resistance to viral infections. So I would suggest N-acetylcysteine at 600 milligrams daily is something that people with chronic infections should consider.
NLG-6-cysteine?
No, N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
Acetyl, A-C-E-T-Y-L.
Yeah.
Cysteine, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. It'll be in every health food store, and it is also a prescription drug used in hospitals called Mucomist. They give it as a spray into the lungs to help. But you can take it orally.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, and you know there are there are general immune enhancing products, immune enhancing supplements. We have a couple in our new liquid herbal line, the Phytotech line. There's Immune Complex. That's a blend of things like echinacea and astragalus and things of that sort. The osha root is a popular herb for upper respiratory type infections. We have something that's called Akena Acute Complex, which is an echinacea golden seal with other herbs. So there's a lot of things. All of these will have a general enhancing effect on the immune system. Okay, but the NAC, which is the way a lot of the N-acetylcysteine products are labeled, it's an abbreviation. NAC is an excellent thing for her to try because that's specific for that type of product. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We will get back to the telephones in just a minute, but we're going to have to take a short break. I'm going to tell you what the phone number is in case you would also like to join in on the fun and call in with your questions. The number is 1-800-321-0710. So any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists. Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I just want to take a moment to tell you a little bit about Wilner Chemists. First, I want to point out that you won't find more nutritional supplements from more different brands and companies than you will at Wilner Chemists. We've got it all. Professional lines, regular lines, herbs, vitamins, everything is there. Fantastic selection of products at Wilner Chemists. What you will also find is we have a great staff of people, nutritionists, pharmacists, knowledgeable people who will give you factual answers to your questions about nutritional supplements, okay? So the place to go for a great selection and for guidance is Wilner Chemist. But that's not all. We, in spite of all of that wonderful stuff, we also give you great discount prices. Wow. And we're always running special sales. I mean, we discount almost everything all the time, at least 20% off. And there's always something on sale. Right now, for example, full line of Source Naturals and Planetary Herbals on sale at 35% off list price. We have Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camel Care, Sambucol, the full lines, 30% off list price. And there's more. You can check out the full sale listing anytime at on our website, www.wilner.com.
And did Don mention that we also have a free product reference catalog? It's full of all the information you need to find out what you need to buy at Wilner Chemists. Plus, you get a lot of very, very interesting articles written by industry leaders, including our own Don Goldberg. Pick one up at any of our Wilner Chemist stores. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting the website, as Don just told you. I'll repeat it, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. But even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is located at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll resume taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
Did you know that almost a quarter of today's prescription drugs are based on chemicals found in plants? And studies have shown that herbal remedies can be particularly effective in keeping people well. That's why Sprunk Janssen products work alongside modern medicine. Their formulas are based on traditional Greek-Arabic medicine, the original basis for European herbalism and modern pharmaceuticals. So if you want to find a safe and effective way to keep your heart healthy, spice up your love life, relieve red, dry, and itchy skin, or address other health challenges you may be having, stop by your nearest natural food store and look for the beautiful butterfly boxes that are exclusively Sprunk Janssen, a company whose concentrated synergistic formulas combine modern science with herbal wisdom. Find out more about healthy lifestyle and skincare at Sprunk Janssen's website, sprunk-janssen.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody, to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, as is Dr. Richard Podell, and we're taking your phone calls. And having said that, why don't we go ahead and take the next phone call? Let's welcome Rita from Clifton, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window. What can we do for you, Rita? Yeah.
I have severe osteoporosis. I'm on strontium for about almost a year and a half. is there a time limit where it would be an there could be a reaction if I take it too long, or could I take it for the rest of my life?
I was going to ask you how old you were and then sort of calculate how many years you might have left and tell you that would be the period of time. But since you ended your question with for the rest of my life, you sort of took away that particular approach. But anyway, right now, as far as I know, and I'll let my colleagues confirm this if they agree, there are no toxicities associated with long-term strontium supplementation. I looked it up real quickly on Health Notes. They don't say anything. Dr. Podell, Sam, you guys are aware of any?
Well, I think that what we have is some studies that were done with the double-blind controlled trials and all with strontium ranilate. Now, that hasn't hit the market yet. And so basically, there have been no long-term studies. I haven't heard anything that's been harmful, but indeed, there is no information about its use for long-term.
Yeah. In a way, this falls into that category that we bring up all the time. If you have a severe osteoporosis and you're on in years, it's a question of the risk versus the benefit. There may not be studies, long-term studies, that prove that it doesn't have harm, but a not taking it may be more harmful. Osteoporosis, a severe as you get older, can lead to all types of problems. If the strontium is necessary, if it's helping you, and we don't have any published evidence either way that there is any downside, I don't really think that the answer is that elusive. You should continue taking it. That's my going out onto a limb type answer. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes,
yep.
It makes sense, but let me ask you another question.
Sure.
What is strontium supposed to do? Is it supposed to build bone or just strengthen the bone?
I think it strengthens the bone. Basically, what it does is makes the bone more dense. And that's the kind of thing that you see for Fosamax and that whole group of drugs. I don't know if it also has some effect on building bone.
I think if there was the only thing is, I think what we could say is that from the small amount of studies that have been done on the ranilate form, is that the frequency of fractures and the vertebra was decreased after strontium ranilate was used. I guess that meant that the bone mineralization may have improved, the bone status had improved from taking it, so it may relate to what Dr. Podell just said. But the frequency of fractures was reduced after the strontium.
The terminology utilized in Health Notes is that it increases bone mass in the vertebrae of people with osteoporosis.
Right.
Of course, I'm hoping that you're taking all of the other necessary nutrients associated with improving osteoporosis as well, which of course would be calcium, magnesium, the trace minerals, vitamin D, fish oil, maybe some miprflavone from the soy. All of those things are as important. Boron, perhaps. We mentioned vanadium, I believe, earlier in a call. So all of that is equally important. But we're going to have to take a little break. Thank you for the call, Rita. Hope we were of some help. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Time for a check on the traffic.
And as you get across the Hudson River at the George Washington Bridge, it's a one-hour wait for the upper deck. Downstairs, 20 minutes, but that is due to an incorrect Easy Pass sign. They're saying that lower level is Easy Pass only. It is not. Cash will be accepted. Head there if you can, but the problem is once you get across the span heading to the southbound Harlem River Drive, accident still in the process of being cleared, so that's what's really tying up the GW Bridge for you. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's a 30-minute wait into town, 15 minutes both directions over at the Holland Tunnel. In the five boroughs, tough ride right now over on the Staten Island Expressway westbound side before the Gothels Bridge. Accident gone, but not the delays. Also eastbound side, it's pretty sluggish as you head in towards the Verrazano Bridge. Gothels Bridge, an accident on the ramp to the New Jersey Turnpike. One lane's going to be blocked off. And if you're traveling on the Bruckner northbound side, the Hunts Point Drawbridge, we had an earlier crash. Looks like it's been cleared, but not the delay. Doing some flying, Kennedy Airport, Newark Liberty Airport with one-hour delays on arrivals. Call ahead of time for your flying. Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your Omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing, omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my window.
Welcome back.
to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, yes, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, as is Dr. Richard Podell, and we're taking your phone calls. Before we get to the next call, during that last break, there was a little ad for Dr. Podell telling mm-hmm. folks how to reach him. Unfortunately, the people that listen to us in the Atlanta area on WGKA don't hear that little commercial, and I know that some of them who are looking for a good holistic alternative physician would be willing to come all the way up to New Jersey to consult with Dr. Podell after having heard him on the show the week after week. So I'm going to ask Dr. Podell just to tell them the phone number real quick.
Okay.
So they know how to, so they can get a hold of
you. Actually, I have had a few people come up from Atlanta. So it's 908-273-7770, and that's our office, 908-273-7770.
Okay, it's worth the trip. That way you can also stop in at the stores, visit with me, visit with Sam, you can visit with Arnie, and really make you can make an occasion out of it, all right? Anyway, okay. Now that we've had that fun, let's move on to the telephones again. And we have Rudy from the Bronx, who doesn't have that far to travel to come and see Dr. Podell or the stores, but we'll treat you just as nicely, okay? Welcome to the World in the Window, Rudy. How can we help you? Hello, Rudy.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Okay. I'd like to know if your wheatgrass, when you cold press the wheatgrass, are the enzymes intact as if you had the live juice?
Well, okay, you're asking about whether the enzymes remain alive or whatever terminology they use when you cold press wheatgrass. Let me see if I can be diplomatic here. When you listen to advertisements and infomercials and advertising for things like wheatgrass and other juices and powders, they talk about things like the enzymes and the live this and the live that, and I've never quite understood what the heck they're actually talking about. I don't know why I would be interested in the enzymes that are present in wheatgrass. I'm not a grass. I'm a human being, and the kinds of enzymes that I need and utilize in my body are not those that are found in plants. And I don't think that if I did take wheatgrass or any other chlorella or spirulina or any one of the other green things, I don't think I would be taking it because of the enzymes. I'd be taking it because of the nutrients and the trace minerals that it contains. So I don't really think it is even worth talking about just what the effect of quote unquote cold pressing might be on the enzyme, because I don't think that means anything anyway. Okay, now how's that for a blasphemy?
Well, it's not exactly, because I know that if something just has the chemical ingredients, it is not biologically active to do the system any good.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about what's in wheat. You know, you take wheatgrass and you put pressure on it to squeeze out the juice, or you dry it and you grind it up to a powder. That's what you have. It has no bearing on the method of the extraction. If there are chemicals present in any of these things, then limit yourself to organic or wild crafted or whatever as the source of the particular green thing that you're looking for, but that's not a function of enzymes or of the method of processing. Okay, thank you for that call, Rudy. I hope that was of some information for you and the others who are listening. Okay, let's move on to Dave from Airmont, New York. Welcome to the Will in the Window, Dave. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm 65, a little bit heavy, and over the last 10 or 20 years had a little bit of blood pressure problem or borderline, so I never took anything. And about a month ago, my doctor put me on Benicor and Crestor. And then when I took a blood test a month after the grass tour, my liver functions like doubled. In other words, from 2 years ago, my SGOT was 28, now it was 64. And my SGPT went from 38 to 104. Now, I didn't take a blood test in 2 years. It could have changed, but I've been the same for 40 years.
Okay, well, that's one of the reasons that they do these liver enzyme tests after you start taking a statin drug. So what did your doctor say to do? Stop taking the Presto or what?
Well, what she said, she asked me if I drink, and I said I usually have a drink a day or a glass of wine. And she says, well, try not have no drinks for the next 2 weeks or more and take the test again to see if there's a change. My wife said she's got to be crazy because chances are it's the Crestor that's been doing it because I've been drinking for 35 years and my blood test is always okay. I don't drink that
well,
much.
Well, okay. I'm going to say something and then I'm going to turn the microphone over to Dr. Podell.
Thank you.
You know, generally speaking, the consensus of opinion is that 1 to 2 glasses of wine per day for a man is actually good for your heart,
right.
Not bad for it. I think the consensus is also that statin drugs have the potential to raise liver enzymes and cause problems in some people. So I would think that would be the connection to be made. We'll ask you about things like CoQ10 in just a moment, but let me get the medical side of this first. Okay, Dr. Podell, what do you have to say?
Statins can cause liver damage, but you don't necessarily have to stop the medicine immediately. Well, we don't know what your baseline is, but you're not quite double the so-called upper limit of normal. And so I think it's perfectly reasonable, Herb, to wait for a couple of weeks. It may well be that it'll settle down. Now, that's assuming you're not having any symptoms. On the other hand, if the liver enzymes kept rising, then definitely you have to stop it. Okay, so
now, what symptoms would he have, Dr. Podell?
Well, fatigue and aches and tiredness
soreness.
And might have muscle soreness. So these can all happen, but it isn't necessarily so that your liver enzymes are so bad that they will happen. So it's perfectly reasonable for her to wait 2 weeks.
Wait, what I didn't mention quickly is because my family history, I've been okay. I had a coronary artery calcification scoring test.
Yeah.
And I scored like a 48 out of 1,000, which is low, but still I have some.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Some things blocking there.
Yeah. Well, bottom line is that you may not be able to tolerate the Crestor. It might possibly be that things like coenzyme Q and carnitine would help you tolerate it better, although it's not entirely clear. I think it's perfectly reasonable to see what happens if off the alcohol. Then you'll have to make a trade-off of what's more important. So I'm not disagreeing with what she's doing. You may well not be able to tolerate the Crestor, but we'll find out in a few weeks.
Okay, and of course, you know, just as a general commentary, there are many things that you can be doing from a supplemental standpoint to improve your cholesterol profile. Anything from the type of fiber that we were talking about earlier related to diabetes, the soluble dietary fibers, PGX or the psyllium or oat bran, all these things.
Delta tocotrienol.
A very good point. Okay, a tocotrienol. Which is an isomer or a group of the vitamin E. The isomers from vitamin E have been shown to be very helpful. The fish oils. Someone in your situation should be taking all of these things, including what Dr. Podell mentioned, the CoQ10, maybe some carnitine. All these things together can have a cumulative the phytosterols can have a cumulative effect on cholesterol related problems, triglyceride problems, and general heart health, and you can do it right along with the Crestor or whatever other statin drug that you might end up continuing to use, and it'll help. Okay, maybe you can reduce the dosage of the statin drug. You might discuss that with your doctor. Also tell her, look, I was talking with the industry leader that Sam mentioned earlier at Wilner Chemist, and I was wondering if maybe we can I try some other things and see if I can end up lowering the dose. You know, let her work with you on it. Do a little bit of testing periodically, okay? All right, Dave?
Yes, I've been taking a lot of these supplements, but maybe I have to take them more religiously or higher amounts.
Good. Well, let's not bring religion into this. I mean, even, even though this is the evening of a relatively holy day for certain folks, but you know, this is a secular program. I want to try to keep it that way. Okay, so we had somebody earlier who was exercising religiously. I wasn't sure what that meant. If he kind of reads his prayers while he runs or something, but anyway, okay. Thank you for the call, Dave. I hope we were of some help, and let us know what happens, okay? Because I'm kind of curious. Okay, give us a call back in a few weeks when you see what's going on. Okay,
we'll do. Thank you very much, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much. All righty, let's see. I'm going to jump by about a minute and 10 seconds here and take our next break now and kind of get it out of the way so we can have more fun later on. Number here: 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, or religion? Please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. Building strong bones and teeth requires more than just calcium. In fact, vitamin D3, a fat-soluble nutrient sourced from the sun, fish oil, or lanolin, is necessary for calcium absorption in the body. D3 also works in concert with a number of other vitamins, minerals, and hormones to harden bones. So don't sell your bones short by supplementing with just calcium. Just recently, the U.S. Dermatology Academy pointed out that people with known risk factors for vitamin D deficiency, such as those with dark skin, the elderly, photosensitive individuals, people with limited sun exposure, strict vegetarians, obese individuals, or those with fat malabsorption may need to consume higher doses of vitamin D. If you are in one of those at-risk groups, let Blue Bonnet's vitamin D3 fish oil soft gels or kosher D3 lanolin veggie caps be an important part of your daily nutritional regimen for maintaining healthy bones and teeth. Available in 400, 1,000, 2,000, and 5,000 IU potencies, as well as in new Earth Sweet chewables. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. Dr. Richard Podell is here with me. And we're answering your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathy. Let's go directly to the phones, and let's talk to Jane from Morristown, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jane. How can we help you?
Hello, gentlemen. I have a question about lecithin. I have been involved in nutrition for all my life. I'm in my mid-50s, and I know several people that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s that have always taken lecithin, and they go in and their bloodstream or their arteries and everything are crystal clear. Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, okay, we're listening.
Okay, they're crystal clean, and I would like to start taking it, but I'm very concerned about soy, and I think I'd like to get the phosphatidylcholine, choline, and inositol, and I don't know whether is there an alternative product that I can get those three ingredients and
okay.
without taking a soybean extract of lecithin.
Well, okay, why are you concerned about soy, may I ask? Are you concerned about soy protein, or are you concerned about soy in general, or what is it?
I'm concerned about soy, I think, in general. I started doing some research on lecithin and the extracts of how soy lecithin is kind of like the bottom of the barrel, and there's a lot of
I just wanted to know this so I could answer you in a meaningful way. All right.
Okay.
Soy lecithin, there's nothing bottom of the barrel about the lecithin. Lecithin is when they process the soy, of course you have several products that come out of soy processing. You have soy protein, you have the oil, soybean oil. The soybean oil that you utilize on your salad, of course, everybody wants it to be highly purified and light and tasteless and all this. So they purposely utilize different fractions for different purposes. The soy lecithin, the liquid lecithin that you typically buy in a health food store, if I remember correctly, is about 62% of phosphatides, okay? And of those, one-third is phosphatidylcholine, one-third is phosphatidyl inositol, the other third is phosphatidyl serine might be. Okay. All right. Now, that's the oil. The other part of it, of course, is going to be soy oil. It's no longer soybean. There isn't much soy protein in there, but it comes from soy initially, yes. Then it can be processed further. If they take all the oil out, all the soy oil, you end up with what we call granular lecithin, which is about 95% phosphatides, okay? And there, you're almost talking about no actual soy left, or let's say very little soy left, because 95% of what is there are those various phosphatides. You can go, the next step, of course, is to go to a more purified product like a straight phosphatidylcholine. Now you're even further removed from the soy in that, you now have something where almost everything else has been removed except the phosphatidylcholine. You can go to a straight choline even, but I don't think that's what you're looking for, and there are some deficiencies in a straight choline product anyway. And there are blends of phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, what we call brain formulas, mind formulas, so that's another option. Now, having said all of that, if I haven't maybe discouraged your concern about the soy, if you still are concerned, there is, or at least there used to be, a lecithin that was supposedly derived from egg or egg yolk. Now, no one's asked me about this in so long, I don't even remember. Sam, do you know, do we still have an egg yolk
I believe there are egg lecithin products available.
Yeah, I can't tell you the name of it or which company, but that's something we can check for you if you're still interested. If you prefer a lecithin that was originally derived from egg rather than soy, that is one option. Otherwise, otherwise, I think you just have to move towards the more purified versions to avoid the relationship, right, however tenuous, with the soy. Am I answering your question in a meaningful way or
yes,
not?
I think I'm with you most of the way. The phosphatidylcholine, though. See, I'm talking to older people that have been taking lecithin for years, and I can't figure out, you know, their bloods, you know, they go in for heart surgery, or not heart surgery, but different things, and their blood vessels are squeaky clean from this
lecithin. Well, you know, lecithin used to be one of the handful. Yeah, you know, look, back in the old days, you went into a health food store, what did you have? You had bee pollen, you had lecithin, maybe... Lim- had soy protein. I'm sorry, what was
desiccated
that?
Liver.
Yeah, desiccated liver. I mean, you know, these were the things you found in a health food store. Now, unfortunately, the rationale, I believe, that originally was utilized but supporting the use of lecithin was that it's a natural emulsifying agent, and therefore it emulsifies the cholesterol in your blood or this or that, which of course, doesn't may not really hold water, no, as an emulsifying agent, no pun intended, but regardless, in spite of that, there are studies that show that lecithin continues to be a nutritious, possibly valuable nutrient, and you know, that doesn't seem to be any downside to using it. I just think that maybe your concern about the soy, you know, if you said that you had a soy allergy, or you had estrogen dependent breast cancer problems or something like that,
I don't want to get that.
Well, okay, you see, but I don't think that's a rational way of approaching it. I think this whole thing about the soy and the estrogen, you know, people use phytoestrogens as a treatment to prevent those kinds of cancers also. This whole thing is, I think, a little bit confusing right now. And
people are needlessly afraid.
Yeah. To avoid soy because you might... Are you afraid? I think that's maybe... trying too hard to connect dots that aren't really close enough to be connected. But anyway, that I've given you some options and some alternatives.
As a sidebar, these older people that I know that have squeaky clean arteries do not have cancer either. You know,
okay, good. Well,
very, very healthy people.
Good. Well, you know, we have all these forms of lecithin available at Wilner Chemists, and I'll be happy to provide you with whichever ones you want. And I've given you the alternatives regarding the soy. So hopefully that was of some help to you, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you for the call, Jane. All right, let's move on quickly to the next call. Angel from the Bronx, how can we help you today?
Hi, good evening. I'm calling about trying to find out what are some of the foods to eat and supplements for someone who may have who has kidney stones. She knows all the things that she shouldn't eat, but she doesn't know the things she should eat. And also, could you also recommend a website that would provide that information also?
Well, okay, real quickly, I'll throw a few things out, and then I'll turn it over to Sam and Dr. Podell. It just so happens that I mentioned I was at a trade show for the industry a few days ago, and I actually had dinner with the people from Himalaya. It's an herbal company.
Is that in New Jersey? No.
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were going to be in the Himalayas. Okay.
No. But anyway, to make a long story short, they're an herbal company, very a professional company. They have an herbal blend that is designed for people with kidney stones. I don't remember exactly what it's called. I'm sorry, but you can call us up and we can give you that information. There are certain, you know, again, theoretically, we should ask what kind of stone the person has, but in general, citrate, usually trying to increase the citrate, so getting your magnesium, your calcium, maybe potassium as the citrate rather than other forms of supplements is usually recommended.
And magnesium citrate, perhaps, particularly.
Yeah.
And B6.
a B6, IP6, more fiber, things of that sort can be helpful. So those are some of the general things. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so we can't get into a more detailed discussion. You're welcome to call up the store or come back later. The website, wilner.com, will give you more information. We'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, it looks like it's time to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you, and we hope you've enjoyed it as well and learned something at the same time. You're invited to visit us at either of the Wilner Chemist stores in Midtown. We're at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown, we're at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. We want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room. We want to tell you to stay tuned for Dr. Fred Vanini, who has his finger on the pulse of all things nutrition. That's the Heart Show, of course, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.